You're listening to Spice Radio 1200 AM's The Morning Buzz with Mankiran, and we're talking about how a shortage of qualified people to work in skilled trades is making rising costs of living even worse. And what impact is that having on business? We are now speaking to Emily Boston, Senior Policy Analyst with the Canadian Federation of Independent Business. Emily, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me on, Mankiran.
Now, this particular issue, the cost of rising prices and doing business, how much of a concern has this become?
This is a massive ongoing concern for small businesses across BC and the rest of the country. In general, labor shortages, of course, have serious impacts on their operations. And though we've seen it slow a little bit, it's definitely not a problem that's went away. Currently in BC, a shortage of skilled labor is the second biggest factor limiting small businesses' operational growth. So about 4 in 10 BC small businesses report shortage of skilled labor impacting their business operations.
And Emily, are we finding that this issue has gotten worse, especially post-pandemic, or has it always been there?
So it's definitely had ups and downs, but like you said, a big focus is on actually shortage of skilled labor. So a lack of tradespeople, especially with all of the focus right now on Canada's ongoing housing crisis and the necessity of having skilled tradespeople available to build new homes and alleviate some of these burdens. We're definitely seeing it in different pain points in different sectors as we move past the pandemic.
And, you know, just recently, right, the federal government, they did announce their budget. And is there anything kind of in the budget that is really addressing this issue of, you know, having skilled trade workers?
Well, you know, recently we've seen some changes to international students coming into Canada, as well as hearing that they're looking at the temporary foreign workers program. And recent CFIB reports found that many small businesses use these programs and are very important to being able to fill the gaps in labor that they have. So we're concerned that these avenues may be starting to be shut down or changed in a way that will limit small businesses' ability to access these skilled tradespeople and workers that they desperately need.
And, you know, I think also part of it, Emily, too, is the fact that we definitely have this culture that really stresses, you know, going through getting a university degree, which, of course, is important. But it seems to, you know, less and less people are doing like apprenticeship and doing work that requires their hands. So do you think that's like part of the reason why we're not seeing a lot of people in the trades, because there's a tendency for folks to not go into it?
Absolutely. We're definitely needing more to foster a more positive perception of skilled trades careers among young people, because there is no incentivization for them right now to join these apprenticeships and to take up a career in skilled trades when there really is boundless opportunity in these areas. But like you said, there's kind of that set track that everybody is encouraged to follow, which unfortunately is really damaging to the Canadian economy and BC when we look at what gaps we actually need to fill. So definitely it's at the beginning of this process, encouraging people to get into skilled trades and start this development early instead of, you know, pushing people like one size fits all solutions through the same mold.
And I think one of the things that stood out in the budget, too, is I know that the federal government promised to build a number of homes. And many people were like, OK, well, the homes can be built, but do we have enough workers? What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I mean, it's a huge concern. You know, we actually recently put out a report looking at how many, kind of specific to construction, how many businesses are postponing sales or contracts because of labor shortages. And in BC, that's about 24% of small businesses are saying, you know, we literally don't have enough people to be able to do these jobs. Which is a huge concern when, you know, we're trying to rush and have all hands on deck to make as many homes built as possible. But you can't just, you know, materialize people out of thin air. This is processes that are years in the making. If we're not encouraging enough people to go down these paths, we're never going to be able to address these significant housing shortages, because houses don't get built on their own.
Exactly. And one of the things that, you know, I was reading about this issue, too, is that it really hurts consumers a lot of the times, because, you know, when it comes to just getting, whether it's a plumbing job or just something basic around the house, people are paying now two, three times the amount because there just isn't a lot out there and people can get away with paying more. So what are the consequences of that, you know, when the costs keep going up?
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's huge increased labor costs. This increases the cost for, like you said, consumers, but also business to business costs. And it increases the cost of hiring skilled workers, right? So small businesses are already having a difficult time in BC with the second highest payroll cost in the country and the highest provincial minimum wage now in Canada. But so as their costs continue to rise and this demand keeps going up, businesses need to offer higher wages and benefits to attract and retain these skilled tradespeople, which is definitely a strain on their budgets and bottom line. And at the end of the day, again, they're still coming up short often with the amount of people that they need to fill these gaps.
And is there anything that, you know, the federal government, really any level of government, can do to, you know, focus on reducing the cost of doing business? Is there anything they can help with that?
Certainly. I mean, you know, BC small businesses right now have the highest payroll cost, second highest payroll cost in Canada. So that looks like bringing down the cost of taxation, addressing the many regulatory challenges that they face, as well as doing what they can to alleviate some of these payroll costs, such as, you know, having to pay completely on the business 5 paid sick days every single year. These kind of, you know, initiatives are what's burning small businesses right now. And of course, we need to make sure that we're starting at the beginning and promoting these like vocational educations and streamlining certification processes so that people aren't deterred from going down these pathways. There's so many barriers for young tradespeople that want to get certified or get an apprenticeship. They tell us often that this is such a challenging process and it really shouldn't be. We need to make sure we're streamlining it, moving more people through.
Emily, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. And is there anything else you'd like to add before I let you go?
Yeah, just thought, you know, it affects every single day-to-day life, our days. So when we have things like project delays, project timelines pushed back, at the end of the day, it's consumers that are getting these higher costs and longer timelines passed down to them. And at this point, everything, all hands we can put on deck to make sure we're moving this along is what's necessary to address these shortages of labor.
Thanks again, Emily. You take care.
Thank you so much, Mike Karen.